one we left to pay for the innocent blood that they shed every day. Oh, children, mark my word, it's what the Bible.
This is Ghostface. You're listening to WMFO Medford 91.5. Y'all know what it is. One. We're coke in the dollar bills.
Screaming. bets were off. I was gonna shoot your horse in its head, but you'll do the job instead. No one cried but the precocious child.
The next point is very important about the name of your song, because we were very surprised that you called it Jack Names the Planet and not Jack Names the Planet New Venom, because that's a good name for a planet.
The center of the universe is Planet New Venom.
Walking into worlds in the gardens of sunlight. wish you'd come back. Everything's ready for you. You are welcome if you plan to. Come walk in and you look where. You gotta understand that you've got a head. I said I'd kiss you if you want. You've got things back to front. Your mother's dying, I've gotta go home. But there's more, you won't be solely on your own now. Jack names a plan, it's all.
Hey guys, it's Brian Young of A Crash Course for the Ravers.
It's a crash course for the ravers.
Where we play deep cuts, lost classics, live tracks, your requests, and plenty of local rock sprinkled throughout. I'm joined by my beautiful co-host, Marie Michelle.
That's me.
1 to 4 p.m. Saturdays. Don't miss it on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
free. She go say, she go say, I be lady yo. If you call a woman, African woman, no go green. She go say, she go say, I be lady yo.
She go say, I be lady, yo.
She go
Kids have the craziest ideas about food. Where do they get this stuff? Like eating Brussels sprouts helps you hit home runs. And eating carrots gives you X-ray vision. It's nuts. And I honestly have no idea where my daughter got this notion that broccoli is the official food of professional ballerinas. Kids, the only reason my 4-year-old loves cantaloupe is because he's convinced it comes from the moon.
Run, small step for man, lots of potassium for mankind.
And the other day when my oldest came up to me and said, "Mom, will eating peas and carrots really help me pull off a fakie frontside ollie with a twist?" I look him in the eye and say, "It can't hurt, honey. It can't hurt."
Moms everywhere are finding creative ways to help their kids eat 5 servings of fruit and vegetables a day. Get ideas, get involved, get going at letsmove.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council.
There's no such thing as a bad kid. Children live with criticism, and they learn to condemn. Children live with hostility, they better learn to fight. Children live with ridicule, and they learn to be shy. Children live with hatred,
we'll be right back. Mankey with a sword. And that made me think of my friend George. People said the man was 5'6". Sounds like Georgie with his killing stick. Hey bro, what's the word? Talking about my friend George. Hey bro, what's the word? Talking about my friend George. You're talking about my friend George. I knew Georgie since he's 8. I always thought that he was great. And anything that George would do, you know that I would do it too. George liked music and George liked to fight. He worked out in a downtown gym every night. I'd spar with him when work was done. We split lips, but it was all in fun. Hey bro, what's the word? You're talking about my friend George. Hey bro, what's the word? Talking about my friend George. Talking about my friend George. Next thing I hear, George has got this stick. He's using it for more than kicks. I seen him down at Smalley's bar. He was wired up. I tried to calm him down. Avenge yourself, he says to me. Avenge yourself for humanity. Avenge yourself for the weak and the poor. Stick it to these guys right through their heads. No, the fight is my music and the stick is my sword. And you know that I love you, so please don't say a word. Can't you hear the music playing? The anthem, it's my call. And the last I seen of Georgie was he running through the door. I says, hey bro, what's the word? Talking about my friend George. Hey bro, what's the word? You're talking about my friend George. Talking about my friend George.
Hi, this is Greg Allman, and you're listening to WMFO 91.5 FM.
Baby, why'd you put me down? You got me on a chilling pole, and you keep pushing me around, and I keep turning back for more. You really piss me off. You really piss me off. You really piss me off. And watching hours near the end, and I'm back where I was before. Cause every time I pay the rent, stop to pay the rent once more. You really piss me off. You really pissing me off. You really piss me off.
Alright. Yes, you do. Thank you.
One day, stepped out my front door, squinted up at the sky, and strapped on my backpack. Got into a van, and when I returned, I had ex-wives and children.
boxes of photographs. And they gave me some food, and they didn't charge me. And they gave me some coffee, but they didn't charge me. And when
the answer you seek, my son, only poses more questions. Ask many women why the relationship has failed. Each woman offers a unique reason for demise. One woman may say, man could not commit, or man is douche and is now free to make love to himself instead. Another woman may say man had changed, or even man no longer satisfactory lover. But my son, ask many men same question all over the world. Why has relationship failed? Each man, each time, will give same simple answer.
I'm so old.